What if he's about to reach the unchurched people group? I'm not talking about the Africans in the African villages. That's awesome. I'm talking about the people in Hollywood. I'm talking about people who've been seeking psychics for 50 years. And suddenly God pours the Spirit on them. And they come in and they say, oh, you have psychic ministry in your church. And we're like, no, close enough. Like, they don't have words. They don't know the book, but they know the author. Is it possible to know the author without knowing the book? Listen, I'm not trying to perpetuate, like, the Bible doesn't matter. I teach the Bible. I get paid to do this. I'm simply saying that the Lord seems to be okay with touching people who don't know what the heck they're doing. He even seems to be all right with people moving in the gifts of the Spirit when they think they're other gods. And then he goes, Paul, it's time to teach them. They've been doing this for 20 years. You got to tell them, like, there's a gift of wisdom and there's a gift of healing, but it's the same Spirit. And they're bringing this polytheism into the church, and you got to let them know, like, that's not how the kingdom works. Listen, let's explain to them the spiritual. Brethren, now concerning the spiritual, I don't want you to be unaware. You know when you were pagans, how you were led astray by various idols. What's he teaching them about? He's not teaching them about the gifts of the Spirit. That is not the subject. The subject is the spiritual. How does the Spirit work? How does the kingdom work? You know when you were pagans, you thought it worked like this, but it's not true. Those were demons. And now you're in the kingdom, and the kingdom doesn't work like the demon world. There's many demons, but there's only one Holy Spirit. But these people are moving in it. It shouldn't happen. I'm riding along in a plane, and this is a few years ago, so you may have heard it. I'm riding along in a plane, and there's a man sitting next to me, and I start just talking to him, and I say, you know, I had this vision. I don't tell him I'm a Christian or I'm a pastor. I just say, I had this vision, and I start sharing with him about this thing I see. And he's like, he's totally getting rocked. It's a very specific word. And he turns to me and he goes, oh, you're a psychic.